Day. They're 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
States NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The world's richest man claims he's being blackmailed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Jeff Bezos' inquiring mind wants us to know. Taking on a tabloid, which the Amazon CEO says threatened him, Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
In an online post yesterday, Bezos says that AMI, which owns the National Enquirer, threatened to publish nude and embarrassing photos unless he stopped an investigation into how the tabloid got texts shared by Bezos and his mistress. Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post, says AMI wanted him to make a public statement that the tabloid's coverage wasn't politically motivated. AMI's relationship with President Trump, who is a frequent critic of the Washington Post, has come up in the past with its admission of suppressing unfavorable stories about the then-candidate until after the 2016 election, Dave.
Tony, the president tweeted a thank you to Republican Senator Richard Burr, after the chair of the Intel Committee said that so far their investigations found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Next hour, the acting attorney general will be asked about the special counsel's probe. Democrats who worry Matt Whitaker's too cozy with the White House will have a lot of questions. Now, Democrats are pushing a new Green Deal to fight climate change.
This is not about who's expanding government. It's about who we're working for. And we're choosing to work for the people of the United States.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez backing a plan to sharply cut carbon emissions, wanting to get rid of fossil fuels, ultimately replacing planes with high-speed trains. Republican Congressman Jim Banks says
that would drastically bankrupt this country.
Democrats and Republicans paying tribute to John Dingell, who died at his home in Michigan. The Democrats 59 years in Congress, the most ever. Dingell says the Civil Rights Act was his most important vote.
That largely put to end the hideous things that were happening in the country in terms of dividing it.
Dingell was 92. Louisiana lost at the U.S. Supreme Court, which has blocked the state's new abortion law. Pending a full review, it requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges in hospitals. This is Fox News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
House Democrats are ramping up their investigations into the president. Adam Schiff's reopened the Russia probe in the House Intelligence Committee, expanding it to look into financial interests, while another panel goes after the Trump tax returns. They say there's no reason you can't release them while under audit, as he claims.
The House Ways and Means Committee is considering a proposal that would require presidents, vice presidents, and candidates for those offices to release 10 years' worth of tax returns.
Every president should release his or her tax returns to the public as a matter of course.
New Jersey Democrat Bill Pascrell says the committee has authority to seek answers of conflicts of interest and tax law violations. South Carolina Republican Tom Rice responds,
I'll tell you, the Democrats are anything but hypocritical. They love to weaponize the IRS, a.k.a. Lois Lerner, and now going after the president's tax returns.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There is an empty cell on Alabama's death row.
Dominic Gray was given a lethal injection late last night, not long after the U.S. Supreme Court lifted a lower court stay blocking the execution. Ray was convicted of raping a 15-year-old girl and slashing her throat in 1995, but he said it was wrong for the state to prevent a Muslim cleric from being in the death chamber with him. His final words consisted of a profession of his Islamic faith in Arabic while his imam watched from the adjoining room. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may drop again. Dow futures down more than 100 the day after a 220-point fall. A baseball legend has died. Hall of Famer Frank Robinson, the only player to ever be MVP of the American League and the National League. He did it in the NL with the Cincinnati Reds and in the AL with the Baltimore Orioles when they won the World Series in 1966. And Robinson was also the first ever black manager in baseball when he took over the Cleveland Indians in 1975. Robinson was 83 years old. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning. Local news now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is raising parking permit rates for faculty and staff in July. It'll go up by 12.5%. Parking meter rates will go up, too, in July of 2023 from $1 an hour to $1.25 an hour. The News Gazette says prices are based on salary, so someone making $50,000 a year will pay an extra $50 from $400 to $450. The extra money will help the parking department pay for construction and maintenance. JCPenney has announced it'll stop selling most major appliances. The company also will stop selling furniture in most stores, but will keep selling furniture online. And mattresses will still be sold in more than 450 stores. USA Today says the company said in a blog post it is finalizing new layout options, including a reduction of store space previously dedicated to appliance and furniture showrooms. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family, all the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County lender ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Hey, good morning again. Here we go with your beautiful cold weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. Next Thursday's Valentine's Day.
Yep.
I'd get her ordered today.
That's right.
Go to the Blossom Basket Florist on Cunningham and Urbana Village at the Crossing in Champaign. Call 367-ROSE or go to blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. A nice sunrise. Today's high 18, partly sunny conditions, breezy, winds up to 27 miles per hour, 7 hour low into the evening tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 30, down to around 20. Then we have a 80% chance of snow in the forecast for Sunday. We could get an inch of accumulation, high 32, low 26. We're currently at 11. ESPN 93.5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll give out some Ringo. Last pair to give away before they go on sale at 10 a.m. Ringo Starr coming in August.
Come on like a dream.
I forgot about this one.
Me too.
I don't think he originally did it, but he covered it and did a nice job.
Uh-huh.
All right, it is Friday morning. Illinois basketball tomorrow. 3. We've got to keep her going. Can't have any letdown. Just keep her going following an outstanding Tuesday night upset of Michigan State. Rutgers coming in. We're tied with them. We'll go to like number 6 or 7 in the Big Ten with a win. I mean, that's how we are catapulting up a league that beats up on each other. Iowa goes into Indiana and beats them last night. So the Hoosiers are 4-8. We're 4-8. It's a big game. Rutgers is 4-8 in the conference. So that'll be tomorrow. 3, go Illini. All right. We're going to touch base across the pond here in just a moment with London's Simon Owen from Fox News. Also, a little more on this new Green Deal. We'll touch some of the bases on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new resolution. Wish list, I guess. Kind of bold. Get into that here in just a moment. to London, England first. Simon Owen, Fox News reporter. What do you know? Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Stevie.
Iran's doing what?
Well, the short answer is we don't know, but there are certainly experts who think that it's just launched a rocket, that this would have been a satellite launch, part of Iran's space program, which might sound fairly innocuous, but that is something which the US believes helps Iran develop ballistic missiles, and they can potentially in the future carry nuclear weapons. So here we are, just a few steps, and you're back at this question of Iran's alleged nuclear ambitions. And what we've seen in this case is some satellite photographs that have been released by an American space imagery firm called Digital Globe, and it's put these pictures out. They appear to show a space station in northern Iran, and in one picture, which the company says is from Tuesday, there's a rocket and quite a lot of activity around it. And then in another picture from Wednesday, the rocket is gone and there are burn marks on the launch pad. So we don't know for sure that this happened. Iran has not acknowledged it, although sometimes they do wait a while before announcing these things. We also don't know if it was successful, if the satellite made it into orbit.
Well, I'll tell you, it wouldn't be easy covering any news out of Tehran now, would it?
No, I mean, that's one of the problems. And even if you have a reporter stationed there, it's not necessarily that the country will announce that these things have taken place. Although, to be honest, even if they do fail, they will sometimes acknowledge that. So it may be that we just have to wait a couple of days and they'll talk about it. And it's just that, you know, these days we're so connected with the companies like this one, Digital Globe, getting pictures out so quickly that it's perhaps a country like Iran is just a bit behind in terms of announcing these things. So it may still happen. They may still confirm it, even if it's a failure. And apparently, according to experts on Iran, they often sort of show off space achievements this time of year, because February is the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, which particularly this year is 40 years since that happened. And so it's often a time when the country sort of displays what it's managed to achieve in space, although in this case maybe it didn't work, maybe it did, we don't know, but it looks like there was some kind of launch.
Okay, how's Brexit? Anything going on with that?
Well, the main thing that's going on is the clock is ticking, and the days are starting to move. I think it's 7 weeks today, you know, that this is supposed to happen. We've had 2.5 years since the referendum, but there is still no deal in place in terms of how this divorce is going to work. Are they going to be close? Are they going to be distant politically? And there's all sorts of ties between the UK and the EU, whether it's trade or immigration or security or whatever else. This is a very complicated 45-year marriage that's coming to an end. And so neither side seems to be budging in terms of getting this deal across the line, and so as I say, the only thing that changes is the date and the number of days left, and there's still time for things to be wriggled around and for last minute compromises, but it's irritating, particularly a number of business leaders, and you know, they're saying that if there is no deal, which is the default option, there could be food shortages, medicine shortages, drug shortages, all sorts of suggestions that this could be quite messy if a deal doesn't happen. And the UK doesn't want no deal, the EU doesn't want no deal, but it is the default option if they don't manage to get something together.
Okay, we'll discuss more over tea at Harrod's 4 o'clock normal table. Okay, thank you, Simon.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right, always a pleasure. Across the pond with Simon Owen, Fox News, touching the bases. Okay, the Green New Deal, we'll get into that in just a few moments. Brother Johnny will chime in. Also at the bottom of the hour, Amy Tarkanian is the GOP chair in Nevada.
Oh, boy.
Wife of Danny Tarkanian and daughter-in-law of the late, great Jerry Tarkanian. Jerry Tarkanian was the big-time coach for UNLV, Armenian, as I am, at least half of me. Anyway, I've got a great Jerry Tarkanian story to share with her, but also talking the Green New Deal. And we'll get into it. I mean, this is a proposal that has been embraced already by all the announced Democratic candidates, and it's a little bit out there, not a little bit, a lot. And there's no point in getting all worked up over it. It's just, it's nice, and you got a dream, and go for it. But
okay. You have to be realistic.
You can't really. It's like saying, I don't want anybody to ever get drunk or do drugs again. And think how better the world would be.
Right.
If we don't get drunk and do drugs again, let's just do that. And yeah. Can you imagine that? If you can't get drunk or do drugs, what would our world look like? It'd be a lot better. Because a whole lot of problems start when you get drunk
and do
drugs.
You're right.
So, okay, so that's my resolution.
Okay.
As we do things like that. Here we go. ESPN 93.5. You can always text us, 359-2255. Sports headlines at 7:15.
Did we hand out all our Illinois Rutgers tickets?
One more pair.
Oh, we do have another pair.
I've got Legacy Club tomorrow at 3.
Your elbows are on the table.
Two tickets. Stand by.
Okay, thanks for that. That's tomorrow at 3. Last night in Big Ten action, number 20, Iowa beat Indiana 77-72. Ohio State over Penn State 74-70. Our Illini ladies lost to Purdue 72-50. They'll host Wisconsin on Sunday at 2. In celebration of National Girls and Women in Sports Day, they'll be having a lot of teams in the concourse to sign autographs. So that sounds cool. Allie Andrews, a first career double-double for our Illini women's basketball team. And 15 points, 11 rebounds is what she tallied. Would you believe it's the season opener on February 8th today for Illinois softball?
Wow.
They're in action against Oklahoma State at 10:30 in Houston.
Yeah.
And then they'll take on Kentucky later.
Let's go to Houston.
Right. How about that?
Yeah.
Pacers over the Clippers. Bulls at Brooklyn tonight. We also had the Blackhawks beating Vancouver. St. Louis Blues over Tampa Bay. And in PGA, action at Pebble Beach. Former Illini Scott Laneley on top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, saw that. He was 7-under, I think. And, yeah, top of the leaderboard goes Scott Laneley. Your days are busy. Simplify your finances with the Busey Advantage. What is the Busey Advantage? Well, they've got personal, mortgage, commercial, cash management, and wealth management. Busey's local, conveniently located near your home and office. Put your trust with their history. Over 150 years now, Busey and their associates give more than a million and countless volunteer hours at charitable organizations every single year. And they're ranked in the top 3% of commercial banks nationally. That's checking a lot of boxes when you do that. Busey consistently rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, the highest rating awarded. Get the services and benefits you want and need from your bank. Benefit from the Busey Advantage today. Visit any Busey location. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com for solutions to your personal, business, and wealth management needs. Your dream, our promise, member FDIC. The Green New Deal suggests that we need to get rid of all fossil fuels, all natural gas. That would eliminate 99% of all automobiles and vehicles.
Wow.
At least with gas. You can get electric, I presume.
Right.
It would eliminate all airplanes. So we've got to do high-speed rail. There's no nuclear energy anymore. What hits me hard is no more cows. The gas issues are bad for the ozone, so we will be eliminating your steak. Dang it. So there's that. As far as high-speed rail...
Wait. Gas issue meaning like flatulence from the cows?
Flatulence from the cows is an issue, so we got to get rid of automobiles and cows. And I guess we're going to high-speed rail it to Honolulu. I don't know if you can get home in a ship. It takes 4 or 5 days on a ship. So there's that. There's some bugs to work out of this thing.
Obviously.
But it's, listen, you look at this thing and you can't possibly get worked up over it because it's like, okay, just like I said, no drinking or drugs and the world's going to be incredibly better. No drinking till drunk and drugs is what I excess. Anyway, let's go for it. I'm all for cleaner. I'm all for better. This is a 10-year plan. All buildings would have to be retrofitted. All homes would have to be retrofitted to fit the new standard. And, oh, yeah, if you don't want to work, you won't have to. Those unwilling will be helped as well.
So, like socialism.
Well, I don't think socialism has ever gone this far, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, high 18, 8, our low tonight. Just a slight chance of precipitation. Breezy, winds as high as 30 miles per hour. 29 the high tomorrow, down to 20 with sunshine expected. Snow, maybe an inch on Sunday as we wrap up the weekend with a high 32, low 26. We're currently at 11 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. You can always text in if you've had a chance to brief yourself on the Green New Deal, 359-2255. All major Democratic candidates have already accepted it and said, yay, way to go. Wow, okay. I guess they have to. 720.
From the Fox Business Network, it was a mixed holiday season for toy makers without Toys R Us. Hasbro is reporting a weaker-than-expected quarter, but it says despite the challenging year, it remains in a strong financial position and it's raising its quarterly dividend. Mattel had a more upbeat holiday season. It reported a profit after losing money the year before. Though overall sales declined, Barbie sales were up 12% and Hot Wheels sales increased 9%. Mattel's business was better than expected after the loss of Toys R Us. Wells Fargo says most services are back up after online and mobile banking issues yesterday. The bank says a power shutdown at one of its facilities caused the disruption. The government of Canada says cannabis legalization did not result in a dramatic increase in users. Cannabis stocks are mixed. Full adult legalization happened last October. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Nancy Pelosi is a leader on climate, has always been a leader on climate, and I will not allow our caucus to be divided up by silly notions of whatever narrative. We are in this together. We are 100% in this together.
2020 presidential hopefuls were quick to jump on board, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Cory Booker. They used words like bold and excited in supporting the resolution. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in an interview with Politico, referred to it as the Green Dream or whatever they call it. Nobody knows what it is, but they're for it.
The Democrats aren't willing to give up $5.6 billion to build a wall, but they are interested in something that would drastically bankrupt this country and bankrupt the pocketbooks of taxpaying Americans and folks back home in districts like mine.
Okay, it's called the Green New Deal. It is presented as a resolution by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Brother Johnny has chimed in now, New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny,
hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning. One of the strong deals is an area you're well familiar with. We must eliminate all fossil fuels. This is a 10-year plan, and so no more natural gas or oil and gas.
Well, I haven't read it, of course. It's hard to take it seriously, but you got to take it seriously. Don't forget, they did pass... Well, healthcare, the healthcare act that was crazy, maybe not as crazy as that is, but they may do it, Steve, so you better be careful. I don't know if they want us to drive cars or fly in airplanes anymore. That's interesting.
No, I think the elimination of airplanes, no, 99% of all that's gone. Also, you have to retrofit every house and every building in the country to bring it up to standards. And then you're doing high-speed rail. I think I heard they might try high-speed rail to Hawaii. So there's that.
Well, that'd be quite a project. No, that's interesting.
I mean, listen, I don't mind getting better. I don't mind trying to be greener and cleaner. I'm all for getting better. But how can you seriously look at anything like this that says that, oh, by the way, those unwilling to work will be cared for as well? I mean, come on, man.
Well, I think we are doing that anyway, but a little. I think it's the thing to note here is that it's a dream, and it's nothing to get too seriously concerned about. It just can't be done, and I don't even know if it would be the utopia they think. What it would be a completely government-controlled society, which is an absolute nightmare at every turn. And that's where the disconnect is. There's no reality check, and the government people, we don't want that. At least half of us don't want it, Stevie. I'm not going to speak for everybody.
Right. Well, and you've got every major Democratic candidate, because they have to, has endorsed it already, calling it bull. They're all on board. Nancy Pelosi's throwing a little shade on it yesterday. Some of the climate people said, she's a climate denier. So they know what's coming if they're not on board. So
I'll tell you, it's interesting. It's approach to politics because it's a losing strategy. There's just not that kind of sentiment out there.
Yeah.
And I think the Democrats are in a very good spot right now. But if they continue, it's going to be quite the show. And I can't tell you what is going to happen. Usually there's some theories and scenarios, Stevie, but do you have any idea where we're going?
No, I don't. But I do have a movie. George Clooney as Batman, Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy, and I thought this was apropos to play today.
I have here a proposal showing how Wayne Enterprises can immediately cease all actions that toxify our environment. Forget the stars. Look here at the Earth, our mother, our womb. She deserves your loyalty and protection. And yet, you spoil her lands, poison her oceans, blacken her skies. You're killing her.
Well, your intentions are noble, but no diesel fuel for heat, no coolants to preserve food. Millions of people would die of cold and hunger alone.
Acceptable losses in the battle to save the planet.
People come first, Dr. Eisen.
Mammals. A day of reckoning is coming.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's what I got. A day of reckoning is coming, mammals.
That was Batman with George Clooney. Yeah. I don't know. George might be for the new Green Deal.
Yeah, I wondered as on a personal level if he actually before. Well, Johnny, we'll see what happens. Great to hear your voice, and thanks for being on. Well, I don't know what to do this weekend. Illinois plays Rutgers, but there's no football.
Well, you know, let's watch the Illini. They're doing well.
Rutgers at 3 tomorrow. Yeah, that Michigan State win was wonderful, wasn't it? Man.
Great. That was awesome. Fantastic.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Brother Johnny down in New Orleans this morning. We're going to call Amy Tarkanian, who's head of the Republicans out in Nevada, a little on this as well. And I got to tell her my Jerry Tarkanian, former UNLV coach. They were number one team back in the day, and they're really a character, that guy. Anyway, that's coming up next, ESPN 93.5. It's Friday, 7:29. Your Fox News coming up.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. He's the world's richest man. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos accusing the National Enquirer of trying to blackmail him.
Bezos claims David Pecker, the CEO of American Media, which owns the Enquirer, is threatening to publish intimate photos of Bezos and his mistress, Lauren Sanchez, unless Bezos stops investigating the Enquirer.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, in addition to calling off his investigation, Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, claims Pecker wanted him to deny the Enquirer had a political motive in publishing its story. Chief Justice John Roberts joins four liberal justices in putting a Louisiana abortion law on hold.
The Supreme Court justices voted 5-4 to block the Louisiana law that would require abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The vote puts the law on hold pending a full review.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 20-year-old Champaign man has been arrested in connection to the death of a 4-month-old child. Police said on the evening of January 18th, a 4-month-old child arrived at Carl Foundation Hospital suffering from serious head injuries. The child died 2 days later at a Peoria hospital. Jaytuan Mobley was arrested on charges of aggravated battery, involuntary manslaughter, and endangering the life or health of a child. Bond was set at $2 million. The Illinois Senate has approved a plan to raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. The vote was 39-18. The bill now heads to the House. The state's current minimum wage is $8.25 an hour. It would go up to $9.25 an hour on January 1st of 2020, then $10 an hour on July 1st of 2020. It would go up by $1 an hour every January 1st until we hit $15 an hour in 2025. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
What are you looking for in a car dealership?
Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neal at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
You know who to call when your car breaks down, and you know who to call when your trash needs hauled away. But who do you call when you need septic and sewer service? Gulliford Septic and Sewer, 337-5996. They can't put a new roof on your house, but they can clean your septic and sewer system. Recommendations say it should be cleaned every 3 years. Call Gulliford Septic and Sewer today, 337-5996. Have a grease trap that needs cleaned out? Have Gulliford clean it on a regular basis to avoid health department violations. When you need septic and sewer service, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 1616 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1616. Enjoy.
As you age, it's important to begin downshifting from traditional high-impact exercises to low-impact workouts more within line with what your body needs now. For adults of all ages, low-impact taekwondo martial arts training builds strength, enhances flexibility, improves balance, and instills a new sense of confidence. For program details, visit an HMD Academy near you in Savoy, St. Joseph, Monticello, Gibson City, or Mahomet. And now for a limited time, new members will receive a free month's membership with the purchase of a new uniform. Call 352-3939 or visit HMDacademy.com.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. For pricing and to schedule your equipment survey today, they are your number one janitorial supply company in the world. I just made that up, but it sounds great, and I believe it. They service all industrial cleaning equipment, including dry vacuums, sweepers, scrubbers, wet vacuums. You can't beat Betsy and Brad Parks at CMI. Online at CMIClean.com or call 359-6262. Here's your weather.
A nice start to our day. Sunny and breezy. Temperatures at 10. Feels like 10 below zero right now, but up to 18. 7 our low tonight. Up to 30 tomorrow. Down to 20. Plenty of sunshine. More clouds and an 80% chance of snow on Sunday's forecast. We could get up to an inch with that high 32. Again, we're at 10 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Amy Tarkanian, she is a Republican strategist, a former Nevada State GOP. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to you, and I'll tell you why in here in just a moment. But first, the Green New Deal. I can't get worked up over this. This is, you know, it's dream away. It's great. I mean, I suggested if we all stopped drinking to getting drunk and taking drugs, it'd be fabulous. I'd love to do that. And if we want to offset global warming, if that is a thing, and I maybe it is, I don't know, but maybe plant 7 trillion trees, it'd be easier than this. What's your take?
Yeah. Well, I think if we were all drinking, then it might make a little bit more sense. But this wish list is unrealistic.
Yeah.
It's incredulous. I mean, she's giving us about 10 years to accomplish this. She wants to stop using fossil fuels entirely, so that way it's 100% clean and renewable energy. She wants to upgrade all existing buildings for every efficiency, so your water, electricity, et cetera. She wants to expand high-speed rail transportation across the nation and virtually eliminate air travel, which I never thought in a million years that I'd agree with any statement coming out of Hawaii Senator Hirano's mouth when she mocked that.
Yeah.
And then she wants to ensure prosperity and economic security for all. Here's the best part. Even if you don't want to work.
Yeah, and not that you can't
air,
work.
Water.
Unwilling to work, they're going to cover you if you're unwilling.
Unwilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's utopian, yeah. And it's ludicrous. She'd like, you know, clean air, water, and access to nature for all. It sounds beautiful. And then, of course, while she's accomplishing all these wonderful things, she's going to work with farmers to eliminate pollution and greenhouse gas emissions,
yeah.
Or otherwise known as, and you can use your word of choice, cow flatulence.
Yeah, cow flatulence. It means no steaks, no cows. Okay. I guess I would not laugh. What, I mean, every Democratic candidate for president has adopted this.
Is that asinine?
That's crazy.
That is an asinine snapshot of how progressive and ludicrous
it's nuts.
The Democrat Party is.
Well,
right now.
They, you know what happens? Somebody gets in your face if you dare go against this. I want to know what Howard Schultz thinks, because he'll blast this, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And he should.
Yeah, but this is again dream away. But again, I laugh. But then if all these somebody that might be the next president is embracing it, listen, I didn't think they'd get a health care thing passed. So I mean, you got to look at it, I guess, half seriously. But it's just it looks like a massive government takeover of everything in your life. That's what this is. It's power.
Well, yes, that's because that's exactly what it is. Now here's the good part, though, the hopeful part. Is that this is actually a non-binding resolution. So there's no way this is going to pass both chambers.
Yeah, right.
And especially since we have President Donald Trump in office, he's not going to sign that.
Right.
It's ludicrous. It makes no sense. The guy's a businessman. This stinks to high heaven. It's not going to work. Even Speaker Pelosi was mocking it, calling it the Green Dream, and basically saying, oh, I'm not sure, you know, what's in this, but I welcome enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy.
You know, by her saying that, there are climate people calling her a climate denier because she said that yesterday. It's like, man, you guys are rich. It's awesome. Amy, I got to tell you, I talked to Danny Turkanian in 1990, and it's possible he'll remember me. Because here at the University of Illinois, we got a little trouble with the NCAA. They investigated us for 17 months, came to the microphone and said we couldn't find anything, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen, and put us on probation. So I wrote the NCAA joke book, and we had a 3-week phenomenon. I sold 7,500 copies. I sent copies to the late, great Jerry Turkanian, your father-in-law. And I got this answering machine message one night. It said, Steve, it's Jerry Turkanian. Can you call me back? So I called him back, and he said, Steve, I love your book. They're just like you say. They're the Gestapo. And I talked to Danny at the time about the book, and it was just one of those, we were all frustrated with the NCAA. And I loved talking to your husband. I love talking to your late great father-in-law. But I'm my last name's Khachaturian, so I'm Armenian as well. So I always loved Turkanian. I loved the name. So anyway, I just wanted to do my Jerry Turkanian story because I can't tell it very often, but I could to you. So I said, I'm going to tell Amy.
Well, but no, and I appreciate it. That's a wonderful story, and I'm going to relay that to my husband. You know, the anniversary of his passing is coming up here on the 11th.
Yeah, I know.
That would be a wonderful story to share with him. What was the name of your book again?
It's in the basement. It's on that shelf in the back, but I sent him 30 books.
It.
He was fired up. But anyway, it's the NCAA joke book.
My mother-in-law saves everything.
It's in the house.
He's got probably 50 or 60 large books just filled with newspaper cutout articles. I mean, everything. I bet you she has it.
I'm in the bottom of one of those bins, but listen, it's great chatting with you. Hope we can talk again some more politics, but thanks for your time.
Hey, that sounds wonderful. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Amy Turkanian, she's out in Nevada. She's the former Nevada State GOP chair.
Excellent.
But I don't get to tell my Jerry Turkanian story very often, but he was just so excited. And listen, I look back, it was 1990, which is, what is that, 30 years ago? 29 years ago. And we were mad as a community. I got on the radio every morning, and we were just seething mad because how can you study for 17 months all the violations that we purportedly made in our basketball program, come out and say we couldn't find it, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. We called it a kangaroo court. How can you do that? Either you did or you didn't. Innocent or guilty, but not like, he did it, I'm sure. What's that? So we put that joke book together in 5 days and sold about 8,000 copies in 3 weeks. It was the phenomenon.
You were number one?
Number one in the St. Louis region. David Letterman was number five, and I was number one for 1 week, and I have that photocopied. So just in case I need encouragement, I was number one for 5 days in my life in a book in the region. And that was it. And then we fell off the end of the earth, and they're showing up at garage sales for a quarter every now and then. But I still have copies. Somebody yesterday, you know, I was telling them about this story, and they said, I'd like a copy. It's kind of mean-spirited, very unlike Stevie J.
Right.
It's a kind of edgy.
But you were reflecting our feelings in East Central Illinois.
So angry. It wasn't fair, but, you know, sometimes life isn't fair. But it was just so...
I want to say we had a copy in the bathroom.
Thank you. I don't care. As long as I'm under a roof.
For our regular reading.
No, it's okay. How many NCAA investigators does it take to question a witness? Seven. Two to ask the questions, three to tie them down, and two to change the answer.
I see.
Now, that kind of
okay.
A little bit mean. All right, we got basketball tickets, Illinois Rutgers. Stand by. Sports headlines now. Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. Well, the Illini women lost to Purdue 72-50 yesterday, 1-11 on the season, 9-14 overall. Allie Andrews had a great game with her first career double-double, 15 points and 11 rebounds. Next up, Wisconsin on Sunday. Get there a little early ahead of that 2 o'clock tip for National Girls and Women's in Sports Day. They have a chance for you to meet some of the teams that spotlight a lot of the ladies, and they're doing a lot of autographs, so that'll be fun. Illinois softball begins their season today in Houston. Oklahoma State's game begins at 10:30, and then Kentucky later on in the day. Now on to the Big Ten action, where number 20 Iowa beat Indiana 77-72. Ohio State over Penn State 74-70. And, of course, our Illini in action against Rutgers tomorrow at 3. On to the NBA. Bulls are at Brooklyn tonight. Pacers over the Clippers yesterday, 116-92. As we go on to the ice, Blackhawks over Vancouver, 4-3. St. Louis Blues with their fourth straight win, beating Tampa Bay, 1-0. In golf, Scott Langley,
yeah.
Pebble Beach.
Come on.
I like seeing
yeah.
a former Illini on top of the leaderboard. And, of course, trending, we found out yesterday, Frank Robinson passes away at the age of 83, 586 homers.
All-time greats, Frank Robinson, first African-American baseball manager.
Uh-huh, he 1975,
was triple crown, most home runs, most RBIs, best average in a year, too.
That's right.
He was a great player.
MVP in both leagues.
Yeah.
We also have our gymnastics in action against Michigan State, the tennis in action against North Dakota, and the men will be taking on Kentucky. So go Illini all
bet.
Around.
Go Illini. All right, if you want to go to the Illinois Rutgers game, I've got my two best seats. These are section 136, and they're called Legacy Club Access. I have not sat in these seats, so I'm not exactly sure everything you get, but I think they're elbows on a table kind of thing. 359-2255. Text in ILL 359-2255 for two primo seats for the game. At least section B in old terminology,
uh-huh.
I think. I honestly haven't. I got to go and sit so I can describe these a little bit better. 359-2255. Text in number
25 again.
25. The 25th text wins some nice seats for the ball game at 3 tomorrow. Illinois Rutgers to keep it going. If we win, we'll have won 4 of our last 5 Big Ten games and vault into like the middle of the pack from last place to like 7th place.
Chris is suggesting you could do the book these days, maybe with some jokes about North Carolina's violators as well as Mizzou and Penn
There's
State.
There's nothing North Carolina has ever done, silly. I mean, don't you all load in a car and go get your papers handed to you to hand in?
Oh,
don't
boy.
We all do that? In 49. Yo, Neil.
Morning.
You win.
All right.
You got my Legacy Club tickets, Illinois Rutgers. All right, since we beat Michigan State, we might as well dream. So if I went out, I'm 16-15. Am I a bubble team at 16-15 because I've just beaten Michigan State, Purdue, and Wisconsin, among others? What do you think?
I don't know if we're quite there yet, but we're making our way there.
What if we're 16-15 and I make it to the title game of the Big Ten tournament?
I'd be all right with that.
I mean, but that'd be NCAA, wouldn't it?
We could do it.
Oh, man, don't put you on the committee, dude. Come on, man. Come on, man. Neil, listen, what friends and branch are you related to? Because I want to go to your family reunion when all 150 of you show up.
Yeah, we had Kevin on.
Yeah.
There's just a few out here.
Neil, listen, you enjoy the ball game. Wear your orange, my friend.
Will do. Thank you.
You betcha. Neil Franzen wins.
Nice.
Boy, I know a lot of Franzens.
Yeah, me too.
Great German family, right?
Uh-huh.
And I believe I have been to a Franzen reunion because there's like 900 pounds of potato salad. It is awesome. All right, we're going to check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, partly cloudy and breezy today. Winds as high as 30 miles per hour. The wind chill at 9 below zero right now. 18-hour high down to 7 tonight. Up to 30 tomorrow, down to 20, sunny again. We've got some snow in the forecast for Sunday. It could be up to an inch, high 32, low 26, but in theory it won't stick around long. Monday's high at 37 with some rain, and then 43 with some showers expected on Tuesday. Right now we're at 11, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Sarah.
93. I get by a little help from my friend.
Ringo Starr and his all-star band. With friends, Steve Lukather from Toto. From Men at Work, Colin Hay. From Santana and Journey, Greg Wally. From Average White Band, Hamish Stewart. August 20th, 7 p.m., State Farm Center Theater in Champaign. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com, 866-ILINI-1, or in person at the Illinois Ticket Office.
You know, if you buy those, wouldn't you just try and buy the front rows? I mean, this is...
why not?
Except... You know what I'm thinking?
It's $154.
No, not even that.
Okay.
Music could be too darn loud.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Ringo! Yeah, turn that down. Yeah.
I hadn't even thought of that,
well,
but that's true.
I think about those things.
I know you do.
So we've got a pair of tickets I'll give away in the next hour, if you're able to stick around, about 8:20. And we'll give out two tickets to Ringo Starr before they're on sale, which they'll go on sale at 10 this morning. And if you're going to buy them, I don't know. It's just if you're really interested in seeing a Beatle for the first time in Champaign-Urbana, you might as well, I mean, you're not going to do this very often, are you?
Steve Lukather with Toto, Colin Hay with Men at Work, Greg Rolick is with Santana. There's three other musicians who play kinds of instruments.
It's going to be a real genre that I'll appreciate because it'll be more my era.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll be a great show. But if you buy two at 108, if you buy two of the big time, it's 308. So it's a $200 decision.
That's right.
Then you think about it, well, what's $200 over the long haul?
Right.
Because you like to be up close.
This is a lifetime event, a bucket list kind of thing.
I don't think you can say the next time Ringo comes to town. I mean, this is it.
Probably so.
It's probably, and Paul's never
born
coming.
Born in 1940.
Unless we come up with a whole bunch of money, Paul McCartney won't be here. So this is your chance to see a Beatle in Champaign-Urbana.
Exactly.
All right. I've just decided that's what you do. Okay.
Excellent.
We'll be back in the next hour. Stand by. Lots to talk about. We've touched on the Green New Deal. I'm just a mix between, okay, this is obviously ridiculous versus the Democratic nominees for president or those running as Democrats have embraced it. But Donald Trump obviously be not serious about this, but Howard Schultz is a Democrat, and he may run as an independent. I'd like to get his, because he's a more moderate Democrat, at least more moderate than the far left, and so it'd be interesting to see what he says. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. You've heard me talking about them. Why? Because they're really good. Really good at what they do. And you like being treated like a person. And so when you walk in there, you're going to see a whole bunch of very able and capable people that really attend to the details of helping you get what you need. Maybe a pre-owned. They've got a lot of those great ones, all makes and models. Maybe you want to test drive a Beamer this weekend. BMW is one of the finest machines ever built. It's amazing. And then, of course, your Honda, which... And they've got a lot of neat ones, and we know all about the Civics, the CRVs, we know about the Odysseys, and they've got the Pilot, which is kind of your big SUV. They're really, really good. If you are interested in getting treated like you want to be treated and finding out, well, this is what an award-winning dealership looks like as one of the best Honda dealerships in the country, Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, or... Right at Neil at Burwash in
Savoy. Sure was nice for me to have the heated seat this morning in my vehicle that I bought last week.
There you go. There you go. Bam. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com.